That must be altered, cried Will Scarlet. We will call a feast, and because he is full 7 feet tall and round the waist at least an ell, he shall be called Little John. And thus it was done. But at the feast, Little John, who always liked to know exactly what work he had to do, put some questions to Robin Hood. Before I join hands with you, tell me what sort of life this is you lead. How am I to know whose goods I shall take and whose I shall leave? Whom shall I beat and whom shall I refrain from beating? And Robin answered, Look that you harm not any tiller of the ground, nor any yeoman of the greenwood. No, nor any knight or squire, unless you have heard him ill spoken of. But if rich men with money bags come your way, see that you take their belongings. But above all else, see that you keep in your mind the High Sheriff of Nottingham. This being settled, Robin Hood declared Little John to be second in command to himself among the forest band. The new outlaw never forgot to keep in mind the High Sheriff of Nottingham, who was the bitterest enemy the foresters had. Robin Hood, however, had no liking for a company of idle men about him. So he at once sent off Little John and Will Scarlet to the great road known as Watling Street, with orders to hide among the trees and wait till some adventure might come to them. If they took captive earl or baron, abbot or knight, he was to be brought unharmed back to Robin Hood. But all along Watling Street the road was bare. White and hard it lay in the sun, without the tiniest cloud of dust to show that a rich company might be coming. 3. At length, just where a side path turned into the broad highway, there rode a knight, and never did a more pitiful man than he ride a horse on a summer day. One foot only was in the stirrup, the other hung carelessly by his side. His head was bowed, the reins dropped loose, and his horse went on as he would. At so sad a sight, the hearts of the outlaws were filled with pity, and Little John fell on his knees and bade the knight welcome in the name of his master.